Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Deaths this weekend from bad storms, including tornadoes and dust storms. Many damaged or destroyed homes, cleanup going on. Shaken tornado survivors in southern Mississippi, where there are deaths and injuries.
Ran into bathrooms, hid.
I've never been through something like that in my life.
We had never seen that type of wind or trees in this area. We've seen it on TV, of course.
Forecasters say more storms are still possible today and tonight from the upper Ohio Valley and western Pennsylvania through the rest of the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast. A big fire tore through an overcrowded nightclub in North Macedonia overnight, killing 59 people, injuring 155 others in a chaotic escape during a live concert. Economists expect the Federal Reserve to leave interest rates unchanged at their meeting this week because of uncertainty in the financial markets and among consumers. This is ABC News. With some analysts saying there's a chance of a recession this year, ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus has advice on how to handle one and prepare.
We can see some warning signs, so we can actually be a little proactive. A really good time to start to build up that emergency fund. You always want to aim to have at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses saved. Focus on paying down debt, especially debt that carries high interest rates, and a great time to review your budget.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. This update on the investigation into the death of Gene Hackman and his wife in their New Mexico home last month. ABC's Zoreen Shaw on the dog in the house.
Officials believe that he most likely died of dehydration and starvation. The Australian Kelpie mix named Xena was found near Betsy's body in a crate. Now, the couple's two other dogs were found alive. It appears that they had access to a doggy door.
Officials tell ABC News Hackman's wife called a medical service several times days before their deaths. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Look for a clear to partly cloudy and chilly conditions tonight with a low of 25. More sun than clouds tomorrow, breezy winds and warmer temperatures with a high of 60. And slightly warmer tomorrow night with gradual increase in clouds with a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east northeast at 7 miles per hour and our current temperature is 41 degrees.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Today is Sunday, March 16th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Theed. The River Valley School District will be asking voters for tax funding to maintain its current educational programs, class sizes, services, and co-curricular activities on the April 1st ballot. Voters will be asked if the River Valley School District should be authorized to exceed the revenue limit by $4,150,000 for the 2025 through 26 school year, by $4,750,000 for the 2026 through 27 school year, and by $5.2 million for the 2027 through 28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of paying the cost of maintaining education programs and maintenance of the district. The district does not plan to add new positions or programs with these referendum dollars. These funds are not for new buildings or facilities. The board's decision to close the school building in Plain and reconfigure all grade levels in the remaining three buildings resulted in cost savings of more than $1 million due to reductions in annual expenditures and staffing. This subsequently lowered the deficit amount and the referendum amount. A community referendum information session will be held to allow voters to get information firsthand and to ask questions on Tuesday at 5:30 at the middle school library. For more information or questions, reach out to River Valley District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner or Business Manager Brian Cray. A number of key deadlines are approaching for eligible Wisconsin voters seeking to participate in the April 1st spring election. Starting Tuesday, 2 weeks before Election Day, clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or at other designated locations. The in-person absentee voting process involves a voter both requesting a ballot and completing that ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. When a voter requests an absentee ballot in their municipal clerk's office or another designated location, they will complete their ballot immediately, seal the ballot in the proper envelope, and return it to a member of the clerk's staff. No IPAV ballots may be taken out of the voting site. Voters need to show an acceptable photo ID before voting an in-person absentee ballot. According to state law, clerks can make in-person absentee voting available through Sunday, March 30th. Municipalities are not required to offer IPAV through March 30th, but they cannot offer it beyond that date. Meanwhile, Thursday, March 27th is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot for the April 1st spring election. In practical terms, though, the deadline results in an unrealistic time frame for the voter to receive the ballot, complete it, and return it to their clerk by Election Day. This means registered voters who still wish to request an absentee ballot by mail should act quickly. Registered voters can make their requests online at myvote.wi.gov. Megan Wolf, administrator of the WEC and the state's chief election official, pointed out that the ballots must be returned to the local clerk by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted, and that the U.S. Postal Service advises that local mailings can take up to 7 days to arrive. Lastly, would-be voters who are not yet registered can do so in their clerk's office or other designated locations until 5 Friday evening, March 28th. The deadline has passed for voters seeking to register through the mail or online, but in-person registration is available, again, through March 28th. Finally, voters may also register in person at their polling place on Election Day. The WEC has received recent reports from concerned voters and local election officials regarding unsolicited communications from third-party groups that may provide inaccurate or misleading information about the upcoming election. In at least one case, an incorrect date was used for the April 1st spring election. Voters should be cautious about any unofficial voting-related communications, including text messages, emails, mailers, phone calls, robocalls, postcards, and more from unfamiliar sources. Sometimes these misleading communications even appear to mimic communications from an official government source. They often use outdated, incomplete, or simply inaccurate data that they communicate to the voters. When it comes to voting information, Wisconsinites should rely on official sources, such as the WEC's official myvote.wi.gov website. There, voters can check their registration status, review their voter history, find their polling place, review their sample ballot, request an absentee ballot, track that ballot, or learn about in-person absentee voting options. Voters can also contact their municipal clerk, who can confirm a voter's registration status and answer any questions a voter might have in advance of the April 1st spring election. Voters can find their clerk's contact information on the myvote.wi.gov website. The Department of Workforce Development announced $468,255 in grants to 17 businesses and organizations in 13 counties across the state to increase the number of people with a commercial driver's license in Wisconsin. The Commercial Drivers Training Grant Program helps grantees develop innovative local and regional solutions that meet workforce needs for this in-demand occupation. These grants, administered by DWD's Office of Skills Development, will help Wisconsin-based businesses and organizations deliver CDL training to 260 people. The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program aims to boost the number of CDL license holders in Wisconsin, provide trainees with jobs that provide a sustainable wage, and meet demands for one of the state's in-demand occupations. There are currently more than 500 job postings on the Job Center of Wisconsin website, and about 6,000 of these positions are posted annually. The annual median wage for heavy and tractor-trailer truck drivers is $50,110, according to Wisconomy.com. The program reimburses the cost of training students for a CDL with awards of $10,000 to $30,000 and can be used to offset 50% of the training costs for each trainee or $3,000, whichever is less. The $468,255 in CDL grant awards to support training include Frank Beverage Group in Dane County, $30,000 to train 10 people in Class A CDL to meet the demands of its operations in 19 counties. Kickapoo Valley CDL Training LLC in Vernon County, $30,000 for Class A CDL training for 24 people, and Skinner Driven CDL Commercial Training LLC in Sauk County, $27,500 to provide CDL Class A, B, and hazmat training to 10 people. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Sunday, March 16th. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th, at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th, from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th, from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with their arrangements. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have more calm winds as we continue getting through the rest of our weekend. We are going to have a slight increase in cloud coverage as we head into later tonight. Temperatures will be dropping down to the mid-20s, wind coming from the northwest, and then shifting coming from the southeast later on in the overnight hours, up to 10 miles per hour. As we go into Monday, more sun than clouds can be expected. Breezy winds are going to pick back up and temperatures are going to be a slight bit warmer. We're looking at highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Winds will be coming mostly from a southern direction, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30. Monday night will get a slightly warmer temperatures with a gradual increase in clouds through the overnight. Lows will be dropping to just the mid to upper 30s, winds from the southwest and then the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with light rain showers moving in the evening hours. We are looking at highs well above average, looking in the mid 60s, winds from the south 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25. Wednesday is going to give more of an average feel. We're actually going to have rain through the midday, then turning to snow, looking at 2 to 5 inches of snow possible before ending in the evening hours. Windy conditions are expected and temperatures are going to steadily decrease throughout the day. Highs around Wednesday's 1 a.m. at 47 and decreasing to 32 through the overnight hours. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, breezy winds, and cooler temperatures can be expected. Highs only in the upper 30s to low 40s. Friday is going to give us an increase in clouds, a 30% chance of light rain. Later on in the evening, we're looking at highs in the mid to upper 40s. And Saturday, as we get into next weekend, partly cloudy skies, some light drizzle in the morning, highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 40 degrees after a high today of 41 and a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 53 and we received 5/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2012 is 79 degrees with a record low of 8 below set back in 1870. Last year's high was 50 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:09 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:11. Winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.55 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 40 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Yesterday, division champions were crowned in the 2025 WIAA State Girls High School Basketball Tournament that was played at the Rush Center in Green Bay. And locally, in Division 4, Cuba City beat St. Mary Catholic by a score of 53-50 to take the Division 4 crown. In Division 5, Assumption beat Barneveld by a score of 34-30. In Division 3, it was Oostburg over Xavier by a score of 49-36. Wauwatosa East beat Edgewood 59-58 to take the Division 2 title. And in Division 1, the champion is Kimberly after beating Muskego by a score of 47-26. Also yesterday, boys high school basketball tournament action took place, and in the sectional finals, with the winning teams advancing onto state this coming weekend, local teams that played include, in Division 4, Mineral Point beat Marshall 80-44, in Division 5, Royal lost to Cochrane Fountain City by a score of 53-41, in Division 3, it was Lake Mills beating Wisconsin Dells 73-31, and Wauwatosa West defeated Mount Horeb in Division 2 by a score of 71-59. So this weekend, the 2025 WIAA State Boys High School Basketball Tournament will take place at the Kohl Center. And on Thursday at 1:35, it will be Freedom versus Elk Mound. And then following that game, it will be Milwaukee Academy of Science taking on Lake Mills. Then at 6:35 on Thursday, Bondwell will play against the Prairie School. Then after that matchup, it will be Mineral Point taking on Aquinas. On Friday, starting at 9:05 in the morning, it will be in Division 5, Cochran Fountain City playing against Turtle Lake, and Sheboygan Lutheran will take on Abundant Life Christian after the first game. At 1:35 Friday, it will be Racine Park playing against Cedarburg, and after that game, Wauwatosa West will take on Wausau East. And in Division 1, semifinal action, starting at 6:30 in the evening, Wisconsin Lutheran versus Oshkosh North. And then following that game, Wanakee will be taking on Marshfield. Trey Donaldson and Vladislav Golden each scored 11 points, and number 22 Michigan closed the Big Ten Tournament Championship game on an 11-2 run to beat number 18 Wisconsin 59-53. The Wolverines won their first title since 2018 and did it in Coach Dusty May's first season. Golden was named the tourney's most outstanding player. Donaldson also had 8 assists one day after driving the length of the court for the winning layup with less than a second to go in the semifinals. John Blackwell scored 18 points for the Badgers, who have not won a tourney crown since 2015. Today is Selection Sunday in college basketball, and for bubble teams like North Carolina and Texas, today will feel like the longest day of the year. For top seeds in waiting like Duke and Auburn, making it into the NCAA tournament isn't a matter of if, only when and where. Most of the drama when the March Madness brackets are revealed will revolve around the Tar Heels and Longhorns, who are on the bubble but saw their chances of making the field of 68 shrink thanks to Colorado State's surprise run through the Mountain West Conference tournament. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists before falling out, and the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Indiana Pacers 126-119 last night. Indiana trailed 105-84 early in the fourth quarter before rallying and cutting Milwaukee's lead to 122-119 on Andrew Nembhard's three-pointer with 12.5 seconds left. The Bucks had led 117-106 when Antetokounmpo fouled out with 2:46 remaining. Damian Lillard added 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists as the Bucks took a one-game lead over Indiana in the race for fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings. Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Tobias Myers had left his Cactus League start yesterday with left oblique discomfort. Myers departed after throwing 1 2/3 innings in a 4-0 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. He was cautiously optimistic after the game while saying he would undergo imaging. Myers went 9-6 with a 3.00 ERA as a rookie last year while emerging as one of the biggest surprises of the Brewers' drive to a second straight NL Central championship. And nearly 25 years after Ichiro Suzuki embarked on a Hall of Fame career for the Seattle Mariners, the impact of Japanese players in Major League Baseball is at a high point. The defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers will face the Chicago Cubs in 2 regular season games in Tokyo, and Japanese players will be the centerpiece of the experience. Two-way Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is widely considered the best player in the world, while teammates Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Roki Sasaki are important parts of the pitching staff. Over on the Cubs, Sae Suzuki is one of the best hitters in the lineup, while Shota Imanaga is the ace pitcher. He will face Yamamoto on Tuesday in the first all-Japanese starting pitcher duel in Major League history. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner? No problem. Just let them know, they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
WRCO.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. Cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. So man made a ball. For some guys it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world, seven short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, the man got alone. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball.
trailer past the railroad tracks. Old car in the front, weeds in the back. Mama had her there when she was 16 years old. Took one look at her and named her Rose. Fragile little Rose had to grow up fast. Between the habit and the job that her mama had, I've never seen a situation half that bad. She's a blossom in the dust, all the colors covered up. Give a rose a little rain, lots of sun and all your love, and watch her blossom in the dust. Across the county line, who'd been trying to have a little girl of their own, and would give anything to give a little Rose a home. That mama to be took one look at her in her tattered flower dress and her tangled curls. She said, "That's not just any girl. She's a blossom in the dust. All the colors covered."
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. True love is a treasure. It's very seldom found. But you can't stay together. There's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. Then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Say goodbye.
Nate Smith with World on Fire on Country and Community. Our time is 5:46. 40 degrees is our temperature. Sunny outside yet, so God, not too bad of an early evening here in southwest Wisconsin. Well, bad news today and good news. Bad news, as you heard earlier, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Michigan in the Big Ten championship game by a score of 59-53. But the good news is the Brewers beat the Cleveland Guardians in spring training play by a score of 8-2. As far as the Badgers go, we'll see where they get seated. And as I mentioned earlier, we won't have that information now, but Phil Neal probably have that in the morning, so he'll keep you up to date on who the Badgers will be playing next. And be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9, because coming up at the top of the hour, it's Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment, and that's Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. I got troubles on my mind. The choices you made, girl, are hard this time. You put my heart against my pride and put my soul against my mind and handed me our fate to decide. I know two wrongs don't make a right. So you can try and cry, you can sigh, but it don't matter anyway. Just go ahead and dry those eyes. And you can beg, you can plead if you need, but it don't matter anyway. Cause as the night goes by, I'll still be standing here by your side. They say that love's a twisted road. Shake the heart and let it roll. But in your eyes I see those tears flow. My mind says to leave, but my heart says to hold. So you can try, you can cry, you can sigh, but it don't matter anyway. Just go ahead and dry those eyes. As the night goes by, I'll still be standing here by your side.
from 2006. Believe it or not, that song is almost 20 years old. That was The Rider with By Your Side. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and call it a night and make way for Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be on with the sports at 5:20, and then I'll be bringing you some music right after the Ag Report up until the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow night. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. Phil Nee will have the Light in the Milk House show. Phil will be here to entertain you with their music, trivia, and sports, just a whole bunch of stuff. So be sure to tune in tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, for the Light in the Milk House show. And like I said, keep it tuned here for Old Country, and that'll be on from 6 until midnight on WRCO.com, on the Civic Media app, and right here on 100.9 WRCO-FM. All right, well, it's time to find my way back home, and, well, that brings us up to Leanne Womack with Finding My Way Back Home. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe.
That a good man never wins. I've been tossing and I've been turning. I've been burning it at both ends. I've been seeing myself in the rear view, and I don't like where I've been. So I'm taking my time, holding and hoping and driving and dreaming and loving every minute of it, just enjoying the ride. I've been going too fast, I got off of the gas. I've been learning the charm of the brake. I've been rolling down all the windows and letting the world rush in. The smell of the grass and the fields that I pass, and the sun dance on my skin. So I'm taking my time.